This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now sitting alongside the first three-time NBA slam dunk champion at 5'9". You're my height. I could have dunked. I could have been a dunker. Nate Robinson, who joined us at the Final Four a few months ago, and now he's back with us in studio. How you doing, man?
Man, good, man. Bless.
I remember I asked you back then, like, why in the heck are you trying to play football? You actually playing football. You're playing in the, AFFL,
yes,
which is the Flag Football League. You'll play Sunday.
Yeah, we'll play
right?
Sunday.
The amateurs one. Play on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You'll play Sunday. How's that going for you, man?
Man, it's fun, honestly. You know, just to kind of go back in time, kind of like back to the future. I get to go back and play the game that I first fell in love with.
So yeah,
for me, it's just like being a kid all over again, playing in the park.
Yeah. Do you feel old? With all those kids?
No, not yet. Because
the amateurs are young, right?
It's funny. Yeah, well, they're younger than us for sure. But, yeah, like, you know, the older guys, like, I get to play with Mike Vick, who I got to watch as a kid growing up. I get to play, Danny Werfel was on my team, mm-hmm, Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
Exactly. We got Jason Avant. So we got some guys, you know, throw some pieces in there that can really go. So I'm excited to just be a part of the crew.
What's the hardest part about that flag football at your at 30?
Just grabbing the flag.
Well, you're 35.
Just grabbing the flag.
You're 35, right?
35. Yeah.
Yeah,
the flag, like, flag grabbing is really harder than what.
Yeah, yeah.
You what people think. Like,
you want to go stick somebody,
yeah,
right?
A couple times I got flagged for tackling. A couple times I got a couple of penalties for tackling, so I kind of got to get used to the rules.
Man, you got a lot of stuff going on. I know you and your brother have a couple companies. One is out on the East Coast. You live out in Seattle. But you're also with the Big Three.
Yes.
That starts when?
June 23rd.
That's right around the corner. Well,
yeah, so I'll be playing football this week and then next week playing basketball and getting ready for the, you know, Big Three.
And you're like living this like best life, like this kid life still.
No, listen, it's like the coolest thing ever. Like, God has blessed me so much, and I'm very thankful that, one, I still get to play some of the games that I grew up loving as a kid. You know, my people always say, you know, it's not a job when you're having fun, when it's something that you love. So
yeah.
Something I love doing is just playing and hooping. Like, I just got done playing, you know, at West 4th just before I came in here just to hoop with some regular people.
Did you win?
And it's fun. Yeah, I lost my first two games and then won three in a row.
What happened?
Just be playing outside, other kids, you know. Some people know how to play basketball, some
you
don't.
You were a pro, man. You were an NBA. How you lose these kids
on West
4th? Man, I
just shoot the ball the whole time, man. It's not, you know, you got to play team ball. But it's just fun being out there playing, you know. The people really get to be a part of who you are.
Yeah,
you know,
nah,
get to share the court. Some people never get to see you play, and then they just pull up and just play in the
cool
game. Is pretty cool.
That's cool. That's New York.
Yeah. Like,
that's it feels old school New York, but it's still New York. Talking to Nate Robinson here. Nate, you watched the series last night. You watched it finish last night. The Toronto Raptors and Kawhi and the job that Usai Ujiri did to craft that team. Do you wish Kawhi would stay?
I hope he does. I think it'll be good for the league if he stays. Because, one, I mean, I know everybody in Toronto, fans, like,
oh, they're going insane.
They're going bonkers right now. Like, the city, like, this might be the most people in a parade in history. This is going to set Guinness Book of World
Records. It's going to be the whole country,
man.
Maybe,
everybody's
going
to be out there. But, I mean, I really hope he stays, because then, you know, it's showing that, you know, the league, again, is just not overpowered by the West.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, good thing that, you know, Curry was kind of banged up. A lot of guys were banged up on him, but there's no excuse. You just give your all, and, you know, the better team won this year.
Yeah, it's funny because when I think about this, I feel, like I said this earlier in the series, I felt cheated. This is before we knew Kevin Durant was going to even try to come back and play when he came back in game five. But around game two, I was like, man, I feel cheated. Right, Kawhi is a beast. He's top three player in the NBA. KD's a beast, but he's sitting on the sidelines. So I'm being robbed.
It does
of this opportunity to see the two greats go against each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sucked that they couldn't, you know, get out there and play against each other. I know KD wanted to be out there. He actually showed that, mm-hmm, went out and got and re-injured himself. But
do you fault him for that, by the way?
No, it's just like it's just the love of the game that you have. Like if like you know like when you're young, your dad used to tell you, man, you ain't hurt if it ain't broke. Yeah, you know, get back out there.
You hurt, you injured.
So you know, so it's like one of those gray areas. Like you want to play, but you know you're hurt. But if you know you can play, like he wasn't even 100%, and no. He had 11 points in 12 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
Like that's tough.
A lot of people are trying to, I guess, find someone to blame. It's almost unfair because
I mean at the end of the day it's you that's going out there, so
right it's you like, make like, the decision.
Exactly. You see what Kawhi did. Kawhi sat out, didn't play, then mm-hmm. like sat out, waited. Now look, NBA champion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it tells us something about your body. Like Kawhi knew he couldn't play. Maybe KD probably shouldn't have played.
Probably. Right. I mean, when you love a game and you want to win another championship, you'll do anything to win.
Yeah.
And he showed it. He sacrificed himself to really go out there. And they end up winning that game. They needed his points that game. And I thought they were going to get it done one more time. And for Oracle, I really wanted them to win that game just so they can go back. And then if they won it in Toronto wins in Toronto, so be it. And then it's better for them.
Yeah.
Then it's better for them. But they dethroned the Kings. And now Toronto's sitting at the top.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park going crazy right now.
There are probably people still sitting out there.
It's going crazy. So it's fun. Yeah. I like the fact that, you know, the Raptors won. Now you can shake it up. And now, you know, the draft is going to mean it's going to be even bigger now.
You're
like,
right.
It's highlighted. Now you got to add pieces to your team
so much
to get.
Well, everybody's catching up, right? It used to be the way the Golden State Warriors played with all this running around and back screens and everything else. It was like, man, how do we defend these guys? Now teams are figuring out how to defend them. Like, we saw this, and we saw
everybody hurt. I can't say they Toronto would do a good job playing defense. They did a great job of boxing one in Steph Curry last night. I'll give him that. Cause
that's a good point.
Curry was frustrated. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't get the shots that he wanted. He had the four shots. Like, that's tough for him. You put him in a tough situation, and then you make other guys on the team beat you with the outside shot, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, the better team won. Coach knew what he was doing. He did a great job of going boxing one. We take Curry away, we win the game.
Yeah.
And they did
and
that.
And they did, because nobody else is going to score except for Klay Thompson.
Yeah, who had 30, and he had to go out the game.
With a knee injury. Now, I only bring it up because you tore your ACL.
Yes.
Right? Late in your career.
Yep.
And how hard is this to come back from for a basketball player? I've seen it
NBA player. You definitely got to get over the whole mental thing of you being hurt and, you know, like, damn, like, why me? Because I asked myself that many times, watched the play over and over, like, what can I change? You know, what can I have done differently?
But yeah.
At this
how
point,
did you do yours?
So I did mine. I was going for a block on Ramon Sessions. And when he was coming towards me and I was backpedaling, well, I was kind of running sideways. And then when I jumped backwards to block him, but his momentum hit my legs forward. And then I kind of undercutted myself and my legs were in the air.
Oh,
and then
gotcha.
My knee snapped. It just snapped. So
you didn't even hit the ground.
So I tore mine by just like my knee just whipping the wrong way. I just tore my, and I felt it too. It tore right off.
Oh.
So then I played a couple possessions. I thought it was nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, but then I ran and then I tried to cut and I failed because it was nothing there.
Yeah.
So I knew something was up.
Yeah. We're talking to Nate Robinson here. We saw Klay do that, right? When you could see it when they slowed it down.
All his
weight came down and the inside capsule just opened up. You're like, all right, something tore right there. And then he walked back out.
And shot
his free throws.
Ran down court to you. He kind of wanted to play, but your adrenaline's rushing. But once you settle down, then kind of the swelling gets back, and then you just...
How hard is that to recover from? Like, how soon do we think until Klay Thompson
is himself again? He'll probably get surgery today. That's what I did when I tore mine. I got surgery the very next day just to start the process, and then you just got to hit rehab.
Yeah.
So what I did, I bought a bike, and I just...
started riding?
Not right away, but once I got to a point where my knee can bend and start doing stuff, I start riding the bike. I start riding the rehab 10 miles a day. So I just rode the bike every day. Then I went to rehab, and I busted my butt doing rehab. You know, ride home. You know, ride my bike home, do all my stuff at home. I just really got into it because I saw Adrian Peterson's workout. I watched his on YouTube, and I watched it over and over.
Yeah, but AP was a freak of nature.
And he came back and rushed for 2,000 yards.
Right.
So I was like, if he can do it, I definitely can come back. I mean, he came back like 6-7 months. So I came back like 7 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, strong. So Klay's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's going to be strong. I mean, when you got a jump shot, you don't really, you know.
KD's a different story. Now, there's a lot of moving parts that are going to happen this offseason. We know it because all the free agents, right? He's likely going to opt out. But if you're the Knicks, because that's where everybody's speculating that KD's going to go. If you're the Knicks, do you really want to spend a max contract for a guy to chill for a year? I mean, I know the emotional lift.
Well, it depends. It's like this. If I might wait and sign a KD later if that opportunity is there. I'm going to see how Barrett's going to do and get some guys around Barrett and see how they can maneuver. They got Lonzo Trier, who I love, on the Knicks, who can play. They got some pieces they can go back and try to sign DeAndre Jordan to get that defensive presence and the good veteran leadership. You get a guy like that on the team. I think that they can kind of create with some ingredients and make something.
Yeah, make it interesting.
Exactly.
Make it interesting.
And then you may, you know, surprisingly, somebody wants to. Like, who doesn't want to play in New York, though? That's what I'm saying. Like, as a.
Is that still that way?
I don't know. I mean, I loved it.
Right. I was going to say, when you were here, you were here for 5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 years. And it was like one of the best 5 years of my life. Like, playing in the Garden every day, like the Mecca. Like, please. I loved it. I strive for that every day. I would come to work ready to go every day. I can't wait for them to call my name.
Yeah, but part of that is just your attitude. That you were probably that way everywhere
but
you went.
The New York, especially, they kind of created this monster in me.
Do you think so? The dynasty, we talk about it. It feels like it's done. They got a lot to do. Iggy's getting old. Andre Iguodala's getting old. Draymond's gonna want a max. They might trade. I mean, who knows? KD's not playing at all next year. Is this thing done out in Golden State?
No, but that's why you have a team. Everybody can contribute. You just got to figure out how to get by. I mean, they know how to win. That's the thing. They have the blueprint of how to win. They know their things, the strength is in numbers. They're going to keep shooting and keep that style of play is going to be forever. They just have to find players that fit that system.
Yeah. And that's hard to do sometimes.
It is, but you just got to go out there.
Because you got to be able to knock it down.
Go out there and find some shooters that can play. People want to play in Golden State.
I mean, you make that sound like it's easy.
It's not really easy, but they just got to find some players. Like, man, look, they found Clay. They found Curry.
That's true.
Like, come on, man. Draymond Green. Those are draftees. Those are guys that they actually drafted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
no, you're right.
Exactly.
Nate Robinson's joining us here. A couple of things before we let you go. Anthony Davis, this thing is getting weird. It's been weird.
They make
for
it
Wada.
A movie, man. They make it a movie.
Seriously.
They make it that. They make it that
doesn't
way purposely.
Like,
they do it
feel
purposely.
Like that? Doesn't it feel like
it's
that?
Like a soap opera? Like, and what's next?
And because he's with Clutch Sports Management, which is LeBron's age. I mean, it almost feels like it's being set up to be this movie. Like AD is going to join LeBron
and they're
going to
win a championship.
And they're going to win a championship.
Hey, man.
And I mean, doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, like you said, in the West, you gotta grind and get wins out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like every time, like from every
in
team,
the West,
Portland.
You mean?
Yeah, in the West. You go to the West, it, like, you know, you over there. I mean, you been in the West, you ain't been making this, you see, but, you know, going to the Lakers, I mean, it's like the Clippers ain't no joke. You know, you got a lot of teams, Dame Lillard, Portland, ain't no joke. It ain't no walk in the park.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just gotta be ready to play. I mean, I think they're gonna make it happen.
So last question before I let you go. So the Toronto Raptors, I mean, I think they're going to break up, and I think Masai Ujiri may even leave. If somebody's offering you $10 million to be the GM, I mean, you got to go be a GM for $10 million, right? Kawhi's likely not going to stay.
After the championship, he's leaving? He's going to leave y'all? Well, hey,
you heard him.
It wouldn't be bad. You win on the way out. Like, all right, I gave y'all one. Y'all probably not never win one again.
Yeah, but still,
if he goes back, they'll most likely be winners out the East.
Yeah, if he's back, but I don't think he's gonna be back.
Where he
who
go?
Could be the favorite?
Where is
right
he
now?
Gonna go? Where would Kawhi want to go?
Clippers. He wants to go back home.
He want to play in. Is that bad? He want to play in LA. And you just won a championship in Toronto. What? All you gotta do is play your whole NBA season.
You didn't play in Toronto at all.
Nah, but if Toronto's one of the best places to play in the NBA, trust me.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So how does that become? I mean, I can't think of Toronto as a destination, even though it probably is.
I don't know.
Not
maybe,
enough
maybe the
know.
Only thing he's really tripping about is probably taxes. Other than that, but I mean, you know,
yeah.
I know. I'm sure that billionaire dude that like the owner they want, they probably make sure. Oh, they probably pay his taxes for him.
American Flag Football League this Sunday, the Big Three, two Sundays from
23rd.
Now. You're busy, man. I appreciate Saturday you taking Sunday. Some time hopping
man,
in.
Thanks for having me again, bro.
Always,
appreciate
anytime.
It.
You're always welcome.
Thank you.
Be good. Nate Robinson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.